It's Thursday, the day we read from your letters. Our colleague Robert Siegel's story from Kent State University in Ohio stirred some strong feelings. Robert traveled to Kent State, a place where the national argument over the Vietnam War exploded into violence, to see how people are debating the current war in Iraq.
Robert reported that on May 4, 1970, members of the National Guard fired into a crowd of student demonstrators, killing four and wounding nine. Several of you wrote to point out the additional detail that one of the victims was not protesting. Bill Cornett of Portland, Oregon writes, "One of those killed was an honor student walking to her next class. She had not taken part in the demonstrations and was doing precisely what she was, quote, supposed to be doing."
Listener Stanley Johnson writes that the report overlooked a significant difference between now and the time of the Vietnam War. "There was a draft going on then," he writes. "That meant that millions more of us who carried a selective service card had a personal relationship with the conflict that most of today's students do not."
Our story about St. Louis Cardinals fans drew this from Maria Harrigan of Chicago. "I just listened to a story about how the Cardinals fans clap for a good play, even if it was made by the opposing team. In the same story, a Red Sox fan said he wasn't worried about wearing his Red Sox sweatshirt because, quote, Midwesterners are nicer than East Coasters. As a diehard Chicago Cubs fan, I had to laugh. It's clear that none of these folks have ever been to a Cardinals-Cubs game."
Finally, a number of you wrote in about Ashley Simpson's less-than-live performance on Saturday Night Live. When Simpson's band played the wrong recording of her vocals, her plan to lip-sync a song was exposed. We wondered about a linguistic subtlety that arose when an NBC producer said there's a difference between live and live-live.
Alex Cohen, a reporter for member station KQED, observed that our discussion with former Saturday Night Live band leader G.E. Smith did not include whether or not the interview itself was live. She writes, "I'm willing to bet that at least for the West Coast, the interview was pre-recorded. Granted, all things considered, doesn't bill itself as a live show in the same way that Saturday Night Live does, but many listeners believe they're hearing the interviews live as they happen."
True enough. In fact, we're taping this portion of the program at about 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time. All Things Considered is always a mixture of live and recorded reports and interviews.
So send us your email. We may read them live or even record them and play them back to you on the air. Write to atc@npr.org. Please remember to tell us where you live, and how to pronounce your name.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.